25-year-old Kinsey Gates and her boyfriend bought a brand new house in Northern Liberties in 2016. The day they closed on the house, he proposed.
So there was a lot of the excitement of brand new homeowners just getting engaged. But there was also a lot of frustration because we noticed very quickly how many corners had been cut.
And what happened to Kinsey was just one example of a bigger issue.
There are reports of hundreds of homeowners across the Delaware Valley having major problems with their brand new construction homes.
Why is shoddy construction on the rise in the Philadelphia area? And why is it so hard to hold construction companies accountable? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Mayor Rindy recently looked into this for WHYY's Planned Philly. He investigated complaints against a company called Streamline. They're the ones who built Kinsey's house.
Within the first year of them living there, they started having a water problem in their bedroom, which was in the basement of the house.
We had this phantom water on our floor for like 2 months. It wasn't always when it rained, and we were totally baffled by it.
And they eventually figured out that a pipe in the wall that was a rain gutter that ran into the house hadn't been sealed correctly and had come apart and was leaking water through the wall. It was a big deal and very disruptive.
Most people deal with a flooded basement and, you know, their sports equipment or Christmas tree or whatever. That's our bedroom.
That was within a year of the house being sold, and so the house was still under warranty. Streamline sent in workers who came in and replaced the pipe. They ripped out and replaced the walls. And they also said if the problem occurred again, even outside of the warranty time, they'd fix it since they called it their bad. It was their mistake.
And then things got worse, didn't they?
Yes.
So my husband and I were upstairs sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden we just hear like splash. And there's just water pouring out of the ceiling, like out of the pot lights in the ceiling. We're like, where is this coming from?
Ultimately, it was a similar problem of an improperly sealed pipe or a pipe that started leaking. But this was actually a sewer ejection pipe. So sewer water starts leaking out of the pipe, getting into the ceiling and dripping out of the ceiling light holes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Streamline refuses to fix this. It's outside of the warranty period. And so she and her husband paid for a plumber.
So they had to open up the wall?
Walls and ceilings there.
That must have been expensive.
It wasn't inexpensive.
And they've paid for a number of other fixes going forward, too, including a problem with their gas lines. And every time somebody comes out to fix something,
they shake their head and say, this should have never been done this way. Who built it? And a lot of times when I say Streamline, they say, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's crazy, Mayor. Have a lot of homes built by Streamline had similar problems?
Yeah, I've found more than 20 Streamline homeowners in Philadelphia who have defects, mostly related to water infiltration. I've talked to some of the people, I've seen lawsuits, and I've heard people talk about what's going on in their neighbors' houses. They describe water-stained ceilings, moldy walls, these bursting pipes we've been talking about, leaky roofs and windows, inadequate stucco that's too thin, and a bunch of other flaws. Now, 20 doesn't sound like a lot, considering that they've built hundreds of homes, but these are just the ones I happened to find out about. And in fact, in the last few days since my article came out, I've heard about a number more with the same kind of issues.
The Streamline houses that you're writing about are young houses that are literally rotting from the inside out.
Jennifer Horn is an attorney who represents four homeowners who are suing Streamline.
You have families, people just starting out, people that are just excited about the granite countertops. What color is my daughter's room going to be painted? The last thing they're thinking about is there water inside the walls?
At least one family that's suing the company, that's suing Streamline, alleges there's a pattern of defects and of deception, that the company knew it was doing shoddy work and kept building houses the same way. Some people have lost thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars to damage and repairs. And the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections has received complaints and is investigating. And the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office has also received a complaint.
How long has Streamline been around?
It's a relatively young company, but it's grown fast. They started in 2008. They built 250 homes in 2017 alone. They now call themselves the biggest home builder or residential developer in Philadelphia, and they're planning on expanding nationally. I should add that we reached out to them for comment on this story, and they declined to comment. In interviews in the past, they've credited their success to handling the whole development process, from buying and demolishing a property to constructing new houses and marketing them. And they say they work in the public interest. They say that they have the goal of turning blighted land into equal opportunity housing that will revitalize urban communities. But as they grew and as they ramped up construction, they started to collect these complaints about their construction practices.
When we come back,
they're constructing homes that fail to meet even the minimum standards set forth by the building code that's in effect at the time.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Mayor Rendy about reports of new homes some owners say were shoddily built by local development company Streamline. What can you do if you buy a Streamline house and it seems like there are problems with the construction?
Streamline customers generally have a one-year warranty on their homes, like Kinsey Gates had. And theoretically, if you're within that warranty, you should be covered. They do fix a lot of things. People call them up, they come out, do the work, but not everything. I've talked to homeowners who say Streamline sometimes refuses to make fixes or tells homeowners to fix the problem on their own.
The warranty part of it is a joke.
I talked to Mark Swisher. He actually used to work for Streamline as a construction manager.
From March 2017 until December 2018.
He says he still gets calls from homeowners who are within the warranty period, but struggle to get the company to respond.
You know, I tell them exactly what to say to them. And, you know, Streamline's like, oh, no, you can't. No, we won't do it. And it's like they constantly fight them on it.
But attorney Jennifer Horn says this is bigger than warranties.
What do you mean?
Horn argues there are certain defects that are so bad that you can't just dismiss them by saying the warranty is up. The company promised to build a quality home and didn't. And that could be a violation of state consumer protection laws. Horn says developers like Streamline might be using the warranties as a cover and they can't do that.
When I say to you, I'm going to build you a great home and you give me $800,000, you are assuming and you're trusting that it's going to be done correctly with quality construction.
One issue is that Streamline sometimes tries to shift the blame to contractors, and other builders do this too. Under Pennsylvania law, construction companies can make these little guys, might be one or two people with a truck who do a lot of the work, take responsibility for problems that arise, which means the lawyers can just point fingers and say, don't sue us, sue them. And some legislators in the state legislature have tried to change the law, but so far that change hasn't passed.
Mayor, is this a story of one company cutting corners, or does it seem like the problems with Streamline homes point to a bigger issue?
It's certainly a problem beyond Streamline. Jennifer Horn is representing clients suing other construction companies for similar problems.
Toll Brothers, Pulte, David Cutler Group, NVR, and of course, Streamline, as well as others.
The Philadelphia Inquirer did an investigation in 2018. They found 650 homes in the greater Philadelphia area constructed over two decades that have had serious water damage like we've been discussing.
That's a lot.
And they were built by 27 different companies, including Streamline. In Philadelphia, clearly there's a construction boom fueled by the tax abatement.
So what we have is this incredible market where there's an amazing demand for homes. So we have builders who are looking to maximize their profits.
But not all builders are aware of the state and local building codes or are properly supervising their subcontractors.
And they're constructing homes that fail to meet even the minimum standards set forth by the building code that's in effect at the time.
Is there any talk of ramping up inspections to at least catch this kind of thing?
The city's Department of Licenses and Inspections is very aware of this issue. The commissioner, David Perry, has proposed legislation that would essentially hire more inspectors to specifically look at building envelopes. What that means is during construction, they would make sure that the house was wrapped properly, so it's waterproof properly, the roof is done right, the windows were done right. And LNI expects that that bill will be introduced this spring. But some people, including this water intrusion expert who I interviewed, say LNI is basically overwhelmed and that the building code is pretty minimal and doesn't cover every situation. So we'll have to see what happens if these additional inspectors are hired. There's another issue, which is usually when you buy a house, you hire your own inspector to look at the house first. And from what I've heard, Streamline isn't allowing people to do that, which seems to me to be a red flag. So that's probably something you'd want to discuss with the company you're buying the house from.
For sure. What have you heard from people since your story came out in Plan Philly last week?
It's gotten a big response. I've gotten a lot of emails from people who live in Streamline homes and say, I've had these same kind of problems. And the number of people who are reporting fairly serious issues with Streamline homes is higher than I'd originally thought. It's probably in the 40s now. I've also heard from people who are in the process of buying Streamline homes or who are thinking about it, and they're definitely saying, this is making me have second thoughts, or I'm going to be much more careful now about how I do it.
Well, Mayor, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Mayor Rindy reported this story for WHYY's Plan Philly. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help on this episode from Ariella Cohen. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.